Brynja Chrysler has no problem taking her 13-year-old son Nicholas to play basketball, but she isn't lacing up her sneakers to get out there with him.
Running back and forth down that court is not going to happen. Not for me. I'll cheer from the sidelines and give him all the support he needs, but as far as getting out there and doing that, I'm not doing that.
Nicholas loves basketball. He wants to turn his passion into a career one day. But right now, he doesn't have anyone to play with. Not since his older brother committed suicide 4 years ago.
I just knew him very well, and I was really close to him. And when he was gone, I was just like, you know, I don't have anybody to relate to anymore. It was kind of just me and my mom.
After Nicholas lost his older brother, Corinne noticed a shift in his outlook.
He got very depressed. He felt like he didn't have anybody anymore. I had to get him into counseling and get him to talking to people at school. So yeah, I did notice a difference with him. And he was very sad and very unhappy for a long time because there was nobody to fill that gap. And they were close. They were close.
And Indianapolis Police Chief Rick Height says when kids stop caring or think they don't have anyone who cares for them, that can become destructive.
Young people out there are not listening to us. They're going to tell you when they need, I'm going to need something. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to do what I have to do to survive because nobody cares about me. That's what they say when we pick them up. Man, nobody cares about me. I'm going to die anyway. I ain't going to live to be 15. We don't want to hear that.
Corinne doesn't want her son to think he has no one either and knows Nicholas needs more than just her to fill certain voids, even ones that extend beyond the basketball court.
Had he had somebody that he could relate to going into puberty, that it might have been smoother for him. I don't know if he's had any kind of difficulties because he's not talking to me, you know, I'm mom. But I mean, I can only imagine.
So the single mom reached out to Big Brothers Big Sisters to find Nicholas a male mentor.
He has spent his entire life with me. I just want him to develop a different part of himself that I can't help with.
But connecting young men like Nicholas with a big brother isn't always easy. Right now, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana has a 600-kid waiting list, 70% are boys. To increase volunteer participation, the organization recently launched a new campaign called 100 Men in 50 Days, with the goal of having 100 new male mentors sign up. The effort, which is halfway through, is being more aggressive in connecting with would-be bigs through sign-up events, using social media, and recruiting through local businesses. So far, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana CEO Darcy Palmer Schultz is encouraged by the results, with 65 new applicants over the past 4 weeks.
A lot of our kids, and what they talk about more than anything, is the consistency of having somebody to go to, of having somebody who will listen to them, and having somebody who cares about them. And that can be enough. And so we really work hard on that relationship and that role of a mentor, because kids need more people like that in their lives.
And she believes having positive role models can help inspire young men like Nicholas and put a dent in the problems IMPD Chief Height is worried about.
There's been an increase in crime, and there's an increase in attention on trying to really help kids make positive choices, give them hope, and give them encouragement to make decisions that will set them up for a positive future. We're responding to that call to action.
And the call to action has been answered for Nicholas. After 2 years, he recently found out he's been matched and will finally have a big brother. Schultz hopes to have other success stories like his throughout the campaign, which runs until May 28th. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.